want some speed.
Welcome back to the Cold Slice Podcast, bringing you another episode live from somewhere in Vancouver, Washington. Also, it's not live. It's pre-recorded, but...
we're wearing the same outfits.
Yeah, we are. We're wearing the same outfits, so it could be live if you want to think about it like that.
You never know, though, because I do tend to wear the same outfits for like 4 days in a row.
Days and days in a row, yes.
I kept up the facade for a long time because we didn't hang out that often, but now that we're in each other's lives more frequently, they're like, dude, fucking shout.
I feel like you only change clothes if you're going to the gig that you played last week.
Yeah, if I get comfortable enough with you, like you guys, I don't care. But if I see people that I know have seen me before, then I need to change.
Yeah, okay. That's a crazy way of thinking, by the way.
You guys are just on my team. You're part of my little circle.
Gotcha, okay. Writing that
Lucky
down.
Lucky us.
We can smell it.
So, welcome back. We're doing another episode. I don't know what week it is or what day this is.
I know
what
would be cool?
I think this is the 27th.
As if we had like episode numbers for what episode we're on, but I don't even know.
We used to have seasons. I used to label them like that in the computer.
I hated that.
I thought it was nice to organize.
Yeah, I changed it over. I don't know.
I know. I believe this is March 27th.
I think so.
And we're total lunatics if that's wrong. So sorry.
Yeah, who knows? Who fucking knows, man?
Who cares?
Like we've lived in this room. But welcome back. It's another episode of the Cold Slice Podcast.
Anthony, Blake, and Dylan, the Cold Slice. Ooh.
You guys have seen a bunch of cool fucking content that we've been posting over and over and over again. Check out our Instagram. Check out our Patreon for $5 a month. You could see me do stand-up at various places around wherever I decide to do stand-up. So, but it's kind of cool because you get both the shitty stand-ups that I do, and you get the awesome stand-ups that I do. So, and you know that when you watch one of those, we're all three behind, you know, well, I'm in front of the camera on that one, but these guys are behind me. They show up for pretty much all of the sets, and it's a lot of fun. So if you guys have any interest in that, you can check it out. Eventually, we will be releasing actual different podcast Patreon content, so check that out as well. If that's not enough, we are also releasing YouTube videos where we are on the go. We're checking these places out. We're showing you guys what the inside of different breweries and restaurants and whatever look like. On a fair occasion, we do end up getting interviews as well as just kind of talking with bartenders that we get to tell you about. But the point is that it's three dudes who walk up to a place, order some food, order some beer. What are we going to get? What's it going to be like? And just kind of highlighting the local business. So far, we have loved, you know, everywhere that we've been, and they've been super sweet and super receptive to what we're doing. So we love you guys. Thank you for your support. I'm just going to jump right into it. Every time I go to one of your gigs, I end up so fucked up. Do you know that?
I can see it from where I'm standing.
Yeah. Do you just see me catching a bar stool and I'm just like googly-eyed over there?
I'm just happy that you're enjoying it.
I am.
And that you won't remember my mistakes.
I'm like your woo girl in the crowd.
Yeah.
It's just Dylan.
Yeah, I wink at you at least three times a show.
Yeah, I do notice that most of the time.
I have fun with it.
Yeah, this last one that I went to, it was at the White Eagle McMinimins. Mm-hmm. So how often do you play there?
Not often. That was the first time I've played there.
Okay.
But with that particular band, that was the second time I've done that. I called that the Guitar Olympics because last time I did it was 4 years ago. So
yeah, it was a fucking awesome show. What? Well, let me just dig into that, I guess. How come you don't play there more?
I don't know if it has to do with... I don't know if the venue was why it's so awesome. It's like that type of setting, like me playing in a band when that jam style.
Yeah.
I think that's what made it fun.
Okay.
I mean, I could play at White Eagle more, I guess, if I emailed them.
Yeah, you should. That'd be cool.
Yeah. But I think the appeal of that particular one, that was a jam band night, and I got to like shred guitar.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was a great show, man. I mean, you know, you're already one of the only guitar player I know. But
let's keep it that way.
Apart from Anthony.
I don't want you knowing any other guitar players.
But definitely the greatest I've ever seen in person besides John Mayer. You know? Mm-hmm. So I give you that.
Thanks.
Yeah. That crown you can wear. Just tell people about
almost
it.
As good as John Mayer.
Yeah.
I got my own style.
So
well, that's just because Dylan's a woo girl.
I am. I typically
first day we met, you went in my basement. I don't know who the fuck you are. Anthony's like, I brought this dude along. I'm like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's
and right. Then you just did the classic thing that I hate. She's like, can you play John Mayer? And I was like, no. And he's like, can you play the chords at least? I'll sing it.
Yeah. Like, the real question was, will you be my karaoke box?
Yeah, dude.
You know,
yeah.
Slow dancing in a burning room.
And that continued on for a couple months.
Yeah.
Like,
and until Anthony told him, he's like, dude, you gotta stop
doing that. Gotta stop doing that.
I was like, I get it. Everybody does that to him, but you gotta stop.
I was like, what? We're having fun. But, you know, I see now the error of my ways. So now I only ask it once every three times I see you.
Mm, yeah.
And then, you know,
I got a calendar.
I try to lead you into it.
The quota.
I'm like, what do you want to sing, dude?
I actually liked you the whole time.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I didn't have to grow into liking you.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Mm, I had a good time.
Me too. Oh.
That was very touching, guys. Yeah.
And that was 6 years ago. About.
Fuck, dude, yeah.
That yeah.
was 2019, so
yeah.
Five years ago.
That was crazy. So, yeah, to go from that 6 years ago, like where we barely knew each other, you know, we were instant fast friends, I would say. And then
we've come a long ways, though.
We sure have. I
like,
mean,
you know that point in a friendship where you're like, I'm just going to go right into this. It might sound like cold or whatever, but there was a point that happens in every friendship where you're like, I probably wouldn't hang out with this person unless Anthony was there. But then it turned, and you probably felt the same, like I wouldn't hang out with just Blake unless Anthony was there.
Yeah.
But then it like crossed a threshold where it was like, I was comfortable being with just the two of us.
Yeah.
And that's how I knew.
That's, yeah.
That's what Dylan has done with all of my friends. He's like, actually, Anthony, we don't need you anymore.
Thanks for the friends, pussy.
Yeah, see you later, nerd.
There was a point.
Sorry, there's not enough seats in the car. You can't come.
There was a point where I was hanging out with Dylan more often than I would see Anthony.
Probably. Yeah.
I think a lot of his friends would say that.
It's because you moved to the center. That's why.
That's true. That is true. We did live 10 minutes away from each other, maybe.
You, Jaden, and I became a throuple.
Yes, we did. Yep.
That's how hard Dylan is trying to steal my friends. He's willing to move.
Dude,
to
trying.
The
it's done.
Or he's succeeded at this
dude,
point.
You're on this podcast as like a, you know.
Accessory.
You're in the dark corner over there, dude.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. My seat's just going to get pushed further and further out.
Yeah. If you move your head, there's just a picture of Blake and I behind.
I moved from Anthony's couch to Dylan's couch.
Yeah. We had to kick you off both of them.
Yeah, I tend to do that. There's times where like I'll stay for 3 days. Or it's not that I'm staying there, it's just like I keep ending up there.
I just grew so accustomed to it at one point that I remember like Emmy was like, is Blake coming over? I was like, yeah. She's like, should I buy some more snacks? I was like, yeah, we should
need more blankets.
Yeah, I was like, we should get some blankets and I don't know.
I was wearing your clothes at one point, dude. I was
too at some point.
I know.
I remember I took your sweatshirt out one time and I accidentally ripped it.
Yeah, I still wear that one and I try to pretend like that's like it's supposed to
like
look
like
that.
Like that's the design. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like it just looks fucking jacked up. I just wear it because I get cold and it's like all Sherpa lined on the inside, so it's yeah. Nice and warm.
You got any cozy jammies sorry for me, Tony?
Yeah, so I'm not even getting into that. I don't know. I don't want to know what that's about. No idea. But so I took Jaden and we went and watched your White Eagle show. We ended up spending $100 on a bar tab with $15 off.
Yeah.
That was insane. We weren't even there for that long, it didn't feel like. But
did you guys get food?
No.
Oh, yeah, you ate before you came. That's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw him ring both of our tabs up. And I knew I got paid a little bit for the gig, and I got like a $15 off token. I was like, I'm giving that to them.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, so then after that, we, you know, as usual, when one of us comes and watches the other one perform, we usually try to get a beer afterwards, mm-hmm. right? So like...
And we got several.
Yeah, and we got several. Like, you come watch me do stand-up, and I'm fucked up on a Monday night. And I'm like, my intention was just to go in, maybe have a beer, do my set, mm-hmm. go home. Nope. You're there, we get fucked up. Mm-hmm. And then I'm rolling into work on a Tuesday, mm-hmm. hungover as shit. And then, so for this one, I went and watched you with the jam band. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up going to a place called The Alibi, right up the road.
Yeah. Dude, and we should put, I know this is a lot of editing work for you, so I'm sorry for mentioning this, but you should put the videos of us doing karaoke up in the corner.
Oh, I have those. Yeah.
Somewhere here.
Somewhere right over here, and then over here, maybe up here.
I just ruined 45 minutes of Dylan's life.
You sure did. You sure did, dude. I envy you just editing audio. Mm-hmm. How long does that take you? You just got to listen through it once?
Yeah, I pretend like it takes more time than it does.
You motherfucker. Why does it take you forever then?
I do spend a few hours on it.
Okay, fair enough. I get it. So we ended up going to the Alibi and we, with the intention of singing karaoke, right? Mm-hmm. So we sit down. Or no, I'm sorry. We walk in.
You made a mistake from the first moment we walked in.
Yes, we did. Yeah. You listened to me and like... I had already had a couple of beers.
That idea that you had that you're about to tell us sounded so exciting.
Yes.
And they almost weren't allowed to let us do it. They're like, it's 12:02.
It was midnight and we're going to another bar. So I'm like, I'm a couple of beers deep. You know, we roll over to the Alibi and we walk in and we're like, hey, you know, let's get some beers. So we go up there, we go to the bartender and we're like, we're looking through all the beers or whatever. And like, it's all just kind of like, eh, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then I see the Holy Grail. I see the fishbowl mm-hmm. with little gummies in it. And like, I don't, how much alcohol was in that? 8-9 ounces?
Probably enough to kill
way
someone.
More. I honestly think it was more than that.
Yeah, I feel like it had to have been. It was a legitimate fishbowl, and it was at least a third of the way full of alcohol.
Yeah, for sure.
At least. Yeah. So, it is midnight. So like,
but they're not allowed to serve them past midnight.
Right.
It was 12:02, and they're like, we weren't supposed to do this, but we'll give it to you. And
we
like,
saw you walk in
yeah.
at 11:59.
Like, thank you.
Yeah.
At the time, we were like, thanks so much. That's awesome.
Wow, thank you. You're the best. And she was like, whatever. See you later, losers.
Yeah.
Like, good fucking luck. So we sit down with our fishbowl, and you know, we take a sip, and immediately—
You guys each have straws in it.
We did.
We were sipping each other's
Yeah, drink. It was cute. We were sitting across from each other. Jaden was third wheeling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we sit down, we drink our fishbowl, we get started on our fishbowl, and it was the worst. It was awful.
It was rough. Like, it's one of those things where they put, what are those seltzer waters thing that they put in there?
Oh, Topo Chico?
Topo Chico. So they put that in there. Which like fills the, it just science volume. Like you put the can in there and it fills it all the way to the top. But the liquid didn't come out all the way. So most of it's like completely alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you drink, it doesn't get any better.
Oh man, I just took a drink of my drink.
So I went up to the bar and I was like, can I get 2 bags of pineapple juice, please? And then we try to dump that in there because, like, you have to drink it down a little bit, which was rough.
It's terrible.
And we put 2 bags of pineapple juice in there, and it was somehow worse. Yeah. It was just as bad, honestly.
They were trying to teach you guys a lesson for ordering that drink.
I think she was.
They like, knew because they gave us the pineapple juice for free.
Yeah.
I was expecting to pay for it, and they're like, no, you're going to need it.
Yeah. So we sit down, we're doing our thing, and then we're discussing what karaoke song we are going to sing.
Yeah, we is the pejorative term there.
Yeah. And so I go up there and I go, you know, I walk all the way up to the karaoke thing and I put a song in and I walk back to the table and Blake goes, did you put a song in for us, dude? And I go, I put one in for me.
I was upset. Yeah. Disappointed.
I don't know why I did. I just felt like people had to hear Who's Your Daddy by Toby Keith.
I know, but it's not the one I thought that we were going to do.
No, I
didn't. We didn't get to do any song. You got to do. It was funny because we had a whole talk about what song we were going to do, and we had like a whole plan. Because we were like planning on doing our classic thing, or not our, it's Dylan's classic thing that we all rally around him for, of taking your shirt off, singing Red, White, and Blue by Toby Keith.
Yeah.
So we had a plan.
That bartender would have been so freaking pissed. Oh. She gave you that drink after the hours, and you guys were up there shirtless singing Toby Keith.
Not even
like
thought.
We closed 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Our plan was that we were going to sing half the song so that we could actually let us sing it and then take the shirt off halfway through.
Of course.
Then they would pull the plug. So we like had a whole talk about it. Like, that's what we're going to do. And then he came back to the table and he's like, my song, Who's Your Daddy? Yeah.
And then Jaden goes up there, puts a song in, and then you, mm-hmm.
I didn't even get a song.
No, you didn't even get a song. No.
Which is fine because we just came from my gig. So I was like, I guess you guys can have your moment. Yeah, I was like, I literally said, I was like, you guys just watch me for 3 hours. I think I can take a backseat on this one.
Yeah. I hadn't even considered that, but that is true. We did just come watch you.
Dylan's like, listen, this is how it's done.
Yeah. This karaoke you fucking killed it.
Bar is my spot.
Thanks, buddy.
And I filmed it. And then our buddies walked in at that point, which was perfect timing.
They walked in as the song was starting, and it was just like from the back, from the bleachers, I just see like three white dudes like, "Whoa,
Yeah,
dude, I was insane." I think that's what happens when you're, you know, like a famous singer or something. You get up on stage, you see a million people. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like. I don't think anyone else in that bar wanted to hear that song.
It was epic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I can't believe that I didn't get into Toby Keith like fully, his full discography until after he died.
It's amazing.
I didn't realize how many fucking hits that dude has.
Tons and tons.
At least 20 great songs.
He only
great
put
songs.
Out hits.
Yeah,
I know.
Pretty much. There's a couple like Peso in My Pocket.
You can't win them all.
No, you can't win them all. That song's good. The album's not that good. Mm. But yeah, what happened after we decided to leave?
Oh, so I actually ran into someone that I went to school with at college. And I was really looking forward to connecting with this person and talking shop. And his life went differently than mine. And we didn't have that much in common. But it was fun to talk about school and whatever. But anyways, we do find some common ground. We start talking. And I talked to this other guy that lives in Paradise Point, which is also code for maybe doesn't have a house, but as a tent.
Okay.
I'm doing it again. I'm doing all the details.
Yeah. Like, how nice was the tent?
I don't know. He was really nice.
Details, baby.
Details. So we have a really nice conversation with the guy that went to college with me and his new friend. And then there was this other guy that walked up to us, and he didn't have any voice. Like, I don't know what was going on. But he was like, one of those guys that can only talk like this, and come on, man. And he was like, open up this bag of weed. He's like, come on, can he help a brother out? Only $8 for a gram.
I was like, I don't like how accurate that was. I feel like I was there.
Yeah,
I know. I was like, wow, that is creepy as fuck.
I was like, I don't have any way to smoke it.
And the
like,
last thing I'm doing is getting high with you.
Oh, 100%.
I was like, I don't need that right now or ever. I don't do
He's
that.
He's like, the body's in the woods. Right after you hit it, you're like, no.
And then he goes, you don't have to smoke it. Just help a brother out. So I actually gave him $1, but I didn't take anything. And then he's like, look at this. I got some headphones. And then I was like,
headphones?
He gave me those weird like earbuds that weren't even good.
What the fuck?
You didn't put those in your ear, did you?
I didn't, no, but I held them in my hand. I was like, I got headphones. And he's like, I'm not selling. I just want to show you.
It's an interesting character. Was he in the bar? Did he get inside?
No, it was outside. So this was after closing time. So this was like 2:30.
But he was in the bar.
Oh, yeah,
while
at one
there.
Point, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. It was really interesting. So yeah, he told me they're not for sale. He just wanted to show them to me. And then the kicker came around where he pulled out this other bag, which was much smaller, and I was like, oh, no, I got to leave. And it was just like this rock, this white rock. And I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, you want some speed? And then at that point, I was like, I have to leave right now because I'm holding... I could go to jail for what I'm holding right now.
Absolutely.
He put it in my hand.
Oh, you put it in your hand?
Yeah,
I held wow.
It.
I bet you ran faster than him, though. Yeah.
Nope.
Especially if you took some of that speed.
I did not. I'm not just trying to like cover my ass. I gave it right back to him. I was like, see you guys.
See you, buddy.
But I got his number.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't.
Hit him up, dude.
I didn't get his number.
If you ever say, I don't like sleeping, I guess you know who to turn to.
Yeah, exactly.
I got the other guy's number who we made friends with.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Dude, the alibi, you know, it's like Portland doesn't know that weed is legal in its own city. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's insane the amount
sure
of people.
All the drugs are legal in that city now.
I think so, yeah. Well, it's the only place you're going to see, like, some beat down, like, meth shack with a $60,000 car parked out front.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they're still selling weed to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right next to the pot shop. They're like, I bought this from the pot shop, but I'll sell it to you for twice as much.
Exactly. And it's a man with a wife and kids. Like, you know, they get into their $60,000 car after they sell you some weed.
He's like, the kids, the girl's a real good trimmer. She cuts the weed up good.
It's like, great. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, a whole family business.
I don't know. Laced with some shit. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
I'll tell you what. Well, I don't really even smoke weed, but I would never buy drugs from some random person on the street.
No,
never.
And if anybody ever pulled that shit out, I'd be pissed immediately. I'd be like, are you shitting me right now, dude?
Get that back in your pocket, dude.
Yeah. Get the fuck away from me.
Get away from me.
Take your headphones and run.
Because you're guilty by association. Like,
yeah.
Right away.
Are you shitting me? You just send me to jail too? Possession.
Yeah. Well, because that guy's going to be like, that's not mine. Like, you know, he's going to take off, I'm sure. But anyway... Yeah, that was our night. That was a rough night for sure.
That's nutty.
Yeah, that must have been a Friday, Saturday, or something like that.
Yeah, it was Friday.
Okay, yeah. So we had the weekend to recover. But on to more pressing matters. Viewer suggestions have come to an end. I feel like we've done them all at this point, and we're gonna go in our own direction. We definitely appreciate all the suggestions. We may open those polls back up eventually. Obviously, you guys have seen the videos and things like that on the places that you suggested. We love doing them. We loved those places. They were great. Unfortunately, we were unable to get to one. Sorry, Ricky. We couldn't actually get inside the casino just because we do reach out to these places and we go, hey, can we film? And we just didn't hear back in time. So... we may just go eat it on our own eventually and then come back and mention it. Or maybe we'll just go with the viewer because he's a family friend. So, but that does bring us on to the topic of the casino. That place is kind of a wonderland, I would say.
I love the casino. I mean, I love and hate it, I will say. Like, I don't even really like to gamble that much. I just like to be around degenerates every once in a while.
Yeah.
And so I have a blast, you know. And that's, like, the one thing that I noticed with that casino that's kind of a bummer is, like, after COVID, they're like, hey, you can't smoke in here anymore. And now they have, like, an outdoor vaping section.
Yeah.
And, like, I've never been a huge cigarette smoker. I've never been, like, a huge vapor necessarily.
Right.
But... if I'm already like playing slots or playing cards, like I also want to drink in a cigarette. Cause I'm like, if I'm going to do it, I want a full dive.
Yeah. You want the full experience.
Yeah. I want to really be a full degenerate for that night.
It is crazy walking into the casino and just seeing these people that you're like,
it's 4 a.m. and you're like, I'm not supposed to be here. Why are you still here?
Why is my middle school math teacher here?
Why is he crying around the craps table?
Buddy, you've got work in 3 hours. You need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that place is nuts, dude. I've been going there for since it opened, which was probably back in, 2018?
Yeah, when it first opened, it was fun because it was like a free-for-all. You could do whatever you wanted in there.
Yeah.
And they never shut it down. And now it's like, I don't know why I was in the casino at that hour, but a few years ago, we went out with some friends, and for some reason, we were still at the casino at like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m.
That's always the roughest too, because you know you've had a million drinks.
Well, they stopped serving drinks. I was like, we shouldn't still be here. Like, this is way past our curfew.
No. Anyone you see at the Baccarat table is either hammered already or they're sober and a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you gotta be careful.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful.
Why did they get rid of the smoking? Like,
I don't know. That's what I was saying. They had COVID where all the weird restrictions happened and they took away everything fun.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't need to be still gone. Mm-hmm. They just they did this whole thing. I don't know if it's because so many restaurants and stuff are there that they're trying to make it more family friendly, you know?
Yeah. Get you in the door.
Yeah. But it's like, fuck that. It's a casino, you know?
Yeah, let me be a degenerate with my fellow degenerates.
Yeah, well, you're going to have people step away from the tables where they're losing money for you and go outside to smoke a cigarette and potentially leave at that point?
Uh-huh.
Bad business plan. Uh-huh.
Even when I was smoking, I would go... I've been fighting a gambling addiction for a long time. I think the only thing that keeps me from being a full-blown gambling addict is the fact that I don't make that much money.
I know. I could be a really bad gambler if I was rich. You know, I think I could have fun going and like losing money all the time.
Dude, I'd be there all the time.
Every penny counts now. And when I play the slots, like or whatever I'm playing, like I do, I am very worried.
I guess Manny's not getting fed this next week.
There's a lot, there's a lot riding on that.
Yeah, dude, straight up. So I used to smoke and I would go, you know, when I was single and I was 21 or whatever, still living with my mom, so fairly close to the casino, I would go at like 3 a.m. by myself. Mm. Like if I couldn't sleep or like I was up playing video games and still wired and I was just like wanted to do something, I would go by myself and I would just be with like the suburban dads that for some reason are like have just done a bunch of coke or something and are up. You know, it's like a Thursday night.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should not be doing that
by yourself. It was awful. I would go play, craps. I'd go play craps. And there was always a table that like there was a bunch of people at. And I loved it. I was like, this is great, dude. I'll fucking sit here and spend $60 or something like that. Sometimes I'd walk away with a bunch of money. Sometimes I would be at the bar 3 a.m. But no, even then, man, you were allowed to smoke at the tables. I didn't like it in general. Like I would, you know, I'd crush a camel and then it was just like, made me feel like a piece of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Smoking indoors.
Yeah. It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
But it's disgusting. Also like,
what do you do? Camel crush? Like a menthol?
No, I would do camel Turkish Royal.
Oh.
Yeah. That was my thing.
You're crushing camels, but you're not crushing camel crushes.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a... I always had a weird thing against people who smoked those camel crushes.
The menthol?
Yeah, like with the little bead that you crush it.
You had
like,
a thing against people that smoked menthols?
Yeah.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that you?
No. You're walking into something.
What am I walking into?
Large demographic. Anyway, tell us about that one.
Oh, shit. No, I just don't. I don't know. I'm like, gross. Those are disgusting. I've smoked them one time. I'm like, dude. Yeah. That's where all the cigarette voices come from.
I do. Well, yeah. But, dude, have you ever smoked a Newport?
Uh-uh.
Those are pretty good. They really are. Like a cool, like, you just get it. It's like a different vibe. It's almost refreshing, like, after you're smoking a bunch of Turkish Royals.
Yeah, because those are fucking gross, too. I don't know why that was your thing.
Those are gross? What are you talking about?
I don't know. They weren't that good.
We went up to the cabin, and you were crushing them left and right.
That's just because I was a degenerate.
They were available.
In my past. Like, it wasn't because they were good.
It's because you didn't have to pay for them?
Yeah, I love free shit.
Yeah, me too.
You guys don't like American Spirit?
No, I do not like those
take
ones.
Too long.
They take too long, and I don't think they taste that good. Mm. I'm like, give me the, if you're going to smoke, give me the shit.
Make
like,
it smooth.
What are we doing here? You know, like you're already smoking, like just fucking.
Marble red.
You might as well.
Honestly, can't believe we used to smoke cigarettes.
I know, right?
The smell, dude.
It's crazy.
You can't get
it's disgusting. Now that you don't, you don't do it. Like now, I can smell a cigarette from so far away, like around the corner of my building. I'm like, someone's smoking on the other side. I can tell. It's just this waft of like.
Dude.
Nasty shit.
I remember, you know, when I was smoking, if I even got a sip of beer or something in me, I'd want a cigarette right away. Mm-hmm. But now there's been a couple of times where I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll try it out. And it just like maybe in the last 2, 3, 4 years, whatever, it just makes me sick now, mm-hmm. You know, probably because I'm crushing Zins all day.
I was
going
to say, I don't think they even really do anything now compared to the, mm-hmm. the nicotine you get from like your Zins or whatever else.
Well, not only that.
Tolerance is too high. It's like not even worth it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, not only that, but like if I'm crushing Zins all day long and then I take one out and I put, you know, I light a cigarette up or whatever, if I just, someone has one and I'm feeling risque, I think I'm just like on the verge of nicotine toxicity, you know what I mean? Just like over toxifying myself. But the casino's wild, man.
I found coke under one of the slots one time.
Like underneath it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think I was
like just finding all these drugs out in the wild.
I know, dude. You'd have been a great guy to like hang out with.
Well, I didn't take it. I think I was with you, Anthony, actually. I found coke under the slot. And then I was like, And then
life decision here.
Yeah.
I want to throw my life away.
Which path do I take?
Do I want to have a good night?
I've never done this before. Why? And then I was like, no, what the fuck are you talking about? Mainly, Anthony helped me out because he was like, dude, there's fucking cameras everywhere in these slots. Like, they're going to see you.
Yeah, that's true. And not only that, but like, you don't know what the fuck is in there.
There's probably fentanyl in that shit. And
yeah.
If you've already gotten to like your mid-20s and you haven't done coke, just don't start.
It's not worth it. I mean, if you find a bag of coke underneath the slot machine, chances are it's not from someone who knows what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like,
it's probably not from somebody you want to hang out with either. So like, you should probably leave it there. Yeah. Not run the risk of having a conversation with them at some point.
Right. And the cameras, like, you just got to hope that, like, you know, if you, like, you kick it and then you see it or whatever, you just got to sit back up straight like nothing ever happened. You know what I mean?
I didn't even know what it was for a while. Like, I didn't know which white powder it was. Could have been heroin.
Like, it did not smell like...
I think heroin's kind of yellowish, isn't it?
Maybe. Is that good or is that shitty stuff?
I don't know. You should reach out to that dude's number you got and ask him.
I had speed in my hand.
Yeah.
It was like a crystal, though. Is speed?
Yeah, I don't know
what speed... Is that meth?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think it's another version of meth.
I don't know the lingo.
Yeah, me neither. No.
I don't want to know.
No. Yeah, dude. That's wild. It's finding coke. What'd you end up doing? Just walking away?
I think I did. I tried to get as far away from that as possible.
That put some distance.
That's the right move.
I think I picked it up and I held it for probably like 3 seconds too long.
No, yeah.
And then I think I put it back.
That's the move.
I looked in the camera. I was like, but then it looked like I was putting it there.
Yeah, they're like, this guy is not very good at this.
That's why I change my appearance all the time. So go beard, no beard, long hair, short hair.
There you go. Constantly on the run. I've been in that kind of situation.
I live too close to it to take the risk.
Well, yeah, definitely.
I don't go that often.
Apparently, they don't fuck around. Like, we have a friend, sort of, that... He found $20 on the ground, I think, and he thought it was his, and he played it, right? And it turns out, so he just plays it, doesn't win anything on it, moves on. They have dinner, they go home. That was it. It wasn't like a long, crazy gambling night. And then he ends up going back to the casino, and someone had actually lost that $20 and then gone to the security about it. And like they were like, hey, we lost $20, which that's weird to do in the first place. But
I'd be like, everybody's losing $20 every 5 minutes in that casino. Like,
yeah,
if
you're worried about losing $20, you shouldn't be at the casino. Like, you should be nowhere near there. But
you should just gamble $20 and be like, I lost it. I can't find it.
Yeah. Can you check the cameras? Tell me where it went. They're like, it looks like you went here.
So I guess they checked the cameras and they saw that like this friend of ours picked it up, played it. And to them, you know, presumably they figured, you know, he knew it wasn't his. Mm. So he comes back to the casino and they're like, hey, we need to talk to you. Like, he went back there to have dinner again with his wife. He gets out of dinner and, you know, they're going to go play a slot or whatever. And then it ends up like the security guards come up to him and they're like, hey, we need to have a conversation, like being very serious about it. And he goes, okay, what's going on? And they pull him to the side and they're like, hey, we know that you stole $20 off the ground. And he's like, what? He's like, what are you talking about? And they're like, yeah, about a month ago you came in here. He's like, you picked $20 that wasn't yours up off the ground. And, you know, they're like, we need you to give us that money back. And he goes, okay, you can have it back. And I want to say that they... like canceled his player's card or something like that. Like that they took it to like the next level and they were being kind of dicks about it.
Did they give it back to that other person or they just keep it?
I'm sure they kept it.
Dude, there was a security guard there that was such a dick. I'll never forget that.
Really?
We were there. I was there with my family and my sister. He was being such a dick to my sister. They have their entrance, right? Like multiple different sides or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, this guy was standing there and... We were getting ready to leave. We were getting ready to walk out or whatever. And you enter on like one door on one side or whatever. But we were like, oh shit, we need to go to the other side because the valley's on the wrong one. And my sister walked out the doors And she's like, oh shit. She didn't even get all the way out the door. So I was like, sis, it's the wrong one. We got to go this one. She's like, oh, okay. So she's through like the first door, but not through the second door. And she like goes to walk back, opens up the door. Security guard comes flying out of nowhere who just thinks he's like this huge honcho. And he's like, no. She can't re-enter. She needs to go around. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She didn't even fully leave. And I was like, what do you mean she can't re-enter? Like she's not even, I don't even think she drank or anything.
Yeah.
And, he's like, no, I saw her walk out, like whatever. It made this huge scene about she left, and so she needs to walk around. Well, there was no line, nobody around. She needs to walk around like 6 feet over and then walk through the other one. And they don't have any like metal detector thing set up. They don't have anything there. I was like, the fuck are you talking about, man? Like,
that's
he
wild.
Literally was just like trying to like use his power, basically, was what that was. I was like, you're on a power trip, dude, and you're a little man.
Yeah.
It was super weird. I was like,
he got bullied in high school. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Or he's probably the weird guy. I went to this party one time. That sucks.
Dude, it was very frustrating because then you know my family. So we were like, letting that
loud Italians about it.
Yeah. We were definitely loud Italians about it.
Give him one of these.
Yeah. I went to this party one time, and I don't know what this guy does now, but this is the type of guy that I would imagine would become a security guard. This girl was passed out drunk, you know, like literally in front of everybody in her living room. This is high school, so it's like her parents' house or whatever, and she owned the house. Her parents did. So she got so fucked up that she was like on the floor, passed out, and I just remember this like huge guy, like everyone was like, oh my God, like people stepping forward to help her up or whatever. So he goes to pick her up and he like grabs her by like the chest, you know, as he picks her up. And I'm like, that's everyone around us was like,
whoa,
oh, come on, man. Like, yeah. That's weird. He's probably a security guard now.
that's
the kind of guy I imagine.
At a Target.
Yeah. At a Target.
How do you even pick someone up by their chest?
Not well. I don't know why you would do that. There's only one reason you would do that, especially if you're picking a girl up, you know?
Just make sure her heart's still beating, probably.
Yeah, I always pick them up by the chest and the neck right here.
Jesus. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So.
Did you make fun of him?
Yeah, I think we did a little bit, but it was like it was one of those situations where it was like, are you just hammered and you decided to like make a weird call with like where to put your hands? Cause it's an uncomfortable situation just in general, I suppose. But, or was it like purposely creepy? You know, I think we did end up giving him a little bit of shit, but ultimately it was like, I don't know.
I was like, I'd be like watching that guy for the rest of the night.
Well, we definitely did.
Yeah.
And for the couple of years afterwards.
Just make sure he goes nowhere near her room.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I think she got passed off to her girlfriends.
Good.
Yeah. Super weird. So he's probably a security guard now.
At ALNA.
Yeah, probably. It was probably going after Gina.
Dude, that guy, he was like an older guy. I don't know. He was just like on some crazy power trip. I was like, I don't know what the fuck my sister did to piss that guy off or like why he felt like he needed to do that.
They get real militant.
I mean, he damn near like skipped over to us. Like he was like, you know, did like a whole, I was like, what the fuck is this like little guy doing? He's just like bouncing through. He's like, oh, get the fuck out of here.
You know? They get real militant about taking drinks outside too, now that you're not allowed to smoke. So, okay, yeah, you could smoke inside, then you could smoke in a tent, and now you have to smoke on the outskirts of the building, but now they won't let you bring a drink on the outskirts of the building. Mm. So like,
they're just begging for people to get drugged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of. So you have to leave them in this spot that's like sort of next to the security guard, but like anyone can walk by and fucking Kobe one into the into your drink.
Or that guy that was a security that looked, fuck me, the guy at the party that could be a security guard.
Yeah,
you could just
totally. Yeah, definitely. So. They're really weirdly militant about it, and I don't know if any one of us are going to be allowed back in that casino now, but...
I don't want to go back. I don't gamble.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, I don't need to gamble.
I've been there 10 times. I've only gambled twice because every time that I've gambled, I convinced myself that you need... If to win big, you got to play big.
True.
And to me, big at the time was $100. So I would put $100 in and lose it within 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really the way to do it. But I mean, I get what you're saying.
I always go with friends.
I love max betting.
Yeah, me too, dude. It's such a
max bet.
It's a big dick power move, no doubt.
I always go with friends when I do, and I like gear myself up, and I see them winning, and they're putting like 50 in.
Yeah,
and they're up 50, so I'm like, all right, can do that. And then I end up spending double because I lose my money so fast, and then I need to eat my feelings in sushi. So then I go spend $100 on sushi.
Yep. Right. Yeah, fair enough.
Yep.
I usually just pull out more money at that point. So I'm not the best gambler.
No, you are not.
I think I would have more fun if I was playing a game or like cards instead of slots, because I feel like you're just wasting.
On slots?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know, man. It depends. Like, you know, people love to say like, blackjack or card games, they have the best odds. Yeah, they do, if you're better than your average player at them.
You're the type of friend that's losing me money.
Yes.
I like slots because it's less stress. I mean, until you start losing.
It's just not fun.
You sit down, throw 20 bucks in.
I got like this punch me face every time I sit down at like a blackjack table. Like yeah. It's like they know that I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
And they fucking hate me for it.
Hit me.
Because you're supposed to like play as a team against the dealer, right?
Yes.
And I fuck that up for everybody every time. And so it's like then I can tell that these dudes like want me to leave.
They're counting.
Or they're going to make me leave.
Yeah.
And that's uncomfortable.
I think a lot of people do that though, especially if you go to a big, like that's the people are the meanest at a big casino for sure. When you sit down and you don't know what you're doing, but it's like, you're in a spot, you're playing here at a spot where there's thousands of people that are going to come by and want to play. So it's like, what the fuck are you getting mad for, dude?
Cause I'm losing the money actively.
Well, yes, that is true. If you fuck the train up, you're an asshole, but
yeah,
if you're one of those other guys, you're playing for something larger than yourself. God's on your side.
Yeah, it's true.
You need God.
Right. We haven't heard your prayer of the day yet. We heard it this morning. His
phone silenced.
Oh, damn, dude.
You're going to silence Jesus like that?
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
He'll make through. I'll give you guys a little snippet on the car ride home.
Oh, boy, thank you.
When you're locked and you can't get out.
Yep. Yeah, the casino's a wild place, dude. It's like, I truly believe it's the Wild West. I don't know why this side of I-5 needed a casino, but I'm not mad about it.
I'm glad it happened.
Yeah, me too. And it's kind of taken away, it's kind of taken people out of La Center as well.
No, it's totally done the opposite.
I know, it did bring them back.
I was going to say, there's so many people in La Center now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it doesn't even remember me, or barely like.
They don't remember me.
No.
That's how you justify that?
No, what I was trying to say is like, I barely feel like I recognize it anymore. I stumbled over my words.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I always thought it was crazy that like people from the suburbs, you know, from where I grew up would drive through a town like La Center, like I did, and go, wow, it's beautiful out here. Like, look at all the greenery, like the foliage, the farms. You know, it's a small town. It's amazing. And then they're like, you know what would be great here, though? Suburbs. Like, that's what we want up here.
Let's ruin it.
But you're ruining the place that you were like, wow, it's beautiful over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fucking crazy, dude.
I'm always worried I'm going to run into someone I know.
In La Center?
Just at the casino specifically.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you always do. Like, there's always somebody.
Not for me, dude. I think your town just has a bunch of gamblers. Though. Yeah. I mean, your guys' town literally has 4 casinos.
Yeah.
So
you mentioned, like, as a joke, like, middle school teacher. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've seen.
Yeah.
That's probably why they took that job.
It's close to the casino.
Yeah.
I know Jaden's seen a bunch of teachers over there, but
Isn't that wild? Like, running into your teachers while you're gambling and you're
it's
fucked
awful,
up.
Dude. It's like going to the strip club and seeing your, you know, your high school PE teacher.
It'd be awesome
there.
If like our guidance counselor was there, like, ah ha!
I knew you fucked me up.
Yeah. Look who's here too.
Yeah,
is that a cigarette I see?
I've been close to performing at ALNA like 3 times, and it always falls through.
Why? How does it fall through?
I'm always like 2 degrees of separation away from the person I need to be, and my contacts just like always peter out. So I always go into the restaurants and hear people playing. I'm like, I'm better than. I get jealous.
Man, I wish you made that happen. That'd be cool.
I feel like it's totally possible.
Yeah. It's just a contact at a restaurant or something?
Well, for a while, the contact kept changing. Like, and then I feel like I'm always emailing the wrong person or not quite sealing the deal.
Gotcha. I mean, you could probably just walk in there and be like, I'm a performer.
Yeah, just plug in.
Yeah, do that, dude. See how quickly that lasts.
Yeah. Dude, that would be a good idea to like show up on stage before them and be like, sorry, we're double booked, man. I mean,
yeah.
I'll get this one, you get the next one.
Man, what do you want me to do, man? What do you want me to do?
I'm already here.
Yeah, they're like, sir, this is a Wendy's.
Like, casinos are that way.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's all we got. We're sorry we didn't get to this casino, to the Longhouse, to the specific sushi chef. Like I said, in the future, we may do a video on it and try to sneak it into the thing if we can or something like that. You know, it sucks to kind of let someone down like that, but ultimately it just didn't work out. But anyway, this has been an episode of the Cold Slice Podcast. Thank you for watching. Check out our Patreon. $5 a month, you can watch my stand-up comedy. Or you can check us out on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, something else.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Thanks for watching the Cold Slice.